It's 8:57, 73 degrees. Time for a quick check of the commodity markets. And for that, we bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Markets trading pretty quiet ahead of tomorrow's monthly USDA supply-demand report. Disappointing that the USDA announced the cancellation of a sale of 130,000 tons of old crop soybeans sold to unknown destinations this morning. That's, you know, just bottom line, it's not really encouraging, but the market doesn't seem to be bothered by it too much. As we look, September corn, 370 and a half, up 0.75 this morning. December corn, 384 and a half, up 0.75 as well. And next summer's July corn, 407 and a quarter, steady on the day. September soybeans, up a penny at 968, and new crop November, 974, up 0.75. Looking at the soybean meal market, currently down a touch at 309.40, and soybean oil, 33.94 a pound, up about 5. Switching to the wheat market, Chicago wheat, 454 and a half, down 2.5, and December wheat, 482, down 2 as well. Kansas City wheat, down 2.25 at 485 and a half, and Minneapolis wheat, still standing tall, up about a penny at 744 and a half. Excuse me. Switching to the crude market, currently up about 20 cents at $49.57 a barrel, and the dollar still up a touch. As we mentioned earlier, the USDA supply and demand reports due out tomorrow on the top of corn. The first step, yield reduction could come for the condition ratings as lower than a year ago. This quote-unquote known should prompt the USDA to reduce yield expectations this month, but probably not as much as the trade might be expecting. Real yield will still be an unknown for quite a while. Beans may still be okay, although we do think that the USDA's yield assumption is a touch high. Agronomic observations is that this crop is not in any hurry to finish, and this cooler weather pattern may really draw this thing out. Most of our guys are saying that the second half of September will likely usher in the first start of harvest, and if the weather stays like it is, it may be a little bit longer than that. One thing to keep in mind is that with consumption rate is over a billion bushels a month, this could support the markets for a while, especially in the cash markets, because our carryout will be shrinking and it won't basically, it'll draw out our stocks for an extended period of time. Keep in mind that the market may wait till October, and the report later on will be the ones they look to watch for yield reductions and production estimates. Thanks, and we hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. Let's check in on current conditions here in the WIOL listening area. Right now, 74 degrees in Urbana with plenty of sunshine and temperatures right around either side of 70 degrees in most locations so far. 67 degrees right now in Bloomington Normal, wind out of the south at 6 miles per hour, 65 in Decatur, 67 in Danville with calm conditions, 68 degrees in Charleston, Mattoon, up to 71 degrees right now in Rantoul. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard on vacation this week. In your forecast from the National Weather Service today, sunny skies at a high of 81 degrees. Southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 58. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 82. Increasing clouds with a chance of showers tomorrow night and a low of 64. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 901.